This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. It is widely anticipated that U.S. President Donald Trump today will be cleared of the two impeachment charges against him. The reason is a solid wall of support from Senate Republicans who pledged to deny Democrats the votes they need to subpoena witnesses, key among them former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. The New York Times is reporting that in the manuscript of his book, Bolton says the president tried to enlist his aid in a pressure campaign to gain dirt on Mr. Trump's political rivals from Ukrainian officials. The Times says this happened during a White House meeting in early May, one that included attorney Pat Cipollone, who is now leading Donald Trump's defense team. The AP Sagar Magani reports on the Senate's all-but-certain not-guilty verdict.
Democrats' hopes of forcing witness testimony are all but dashed after GOP Senator Lamar Alexander said he's against it.
I didn't need any more evidence because I thought it was proved that the president did what he was charged with doing, but they didn't rise to the level of an impeachable offense.
Democrats were counting on Alexander to be among the four Republicans needed to vote in favor of witnesses.
He came to the wrong conclusion.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says there cannot be either a fair trial or a valid acquittal if other Republicans go against witnesses and documents during today's expected vote.
This country is headed towards the greatest cover-up since Watergate.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democratic leader Schumer wants all senators to have a chance to make a floor speech before they vote on a verdict. At this point, on timing, Politico and The Washington Post are suggesting that the impeachment trial with a delayed verdict could drag into next week. No confirmation of that reporting. No comment from the White House. No comment from Senate Republican leaders. To stay up to date on all the day's news, day or night, you can always go online to voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in impeachment focal point Ukraine for an official visit. He's predicting an eventual White House meeting for Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We'll find the right time. We'll find the appropriate opportunity. We want to make sure that it happens at a time when there are substantial progress, things that we can deliver between the two of us. And there's a lot of work. Our teams discussed today all the opportunities.
It is European Union exit day for the UK. A major uncertainty ahead is the issue of trade. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma in London.
When Britons awake on Saturday, they will notice very little change. Britain and the EU have given themselves an 11-month transition period in which Britain will continue to follow the bloc's rules to strike new agreements on trade, security and a host of other areas. The big negotiations are due to start in March and the early signs are not encouraging. Britain says it will not agree to follow an EU rulebook in return for unfettered trade. The bloc insists there can be no trade deal unless Britain agrees to a level playing field and does not undercut EU regulations. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Among the latest developments in the coronavirus epidemic, more than 300 South Koreans arrived home from China. Plans call for them to be quarantined at two temporary facilities. Britain is reporting its first two confirmed cases of the virus. Two major U.S. air carriers, Delta and American, have suspended flights to China. Here's AP's Mike Hempen.
The advisory says Americans in China should consider departing using commercial means and request that all non-essential U.S. government personnel defer travel. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing says it's authorizing the departure of family members and all non-emergency U.S. government employees from Beijing and the consulates in four other Chinese cities, including Shanghai. Experts say there is significant evidence the virus is spreading in China, where 213 people have died. I'm Mike Hempen.
Beijing is reporting nearly 10,000 cases of the coronavirus and more than 15,000 suspected cases, spreading nationwide from the city of Wuhan, with more than 200 deaths. In Geneva, the World Health Organization has declared the epidemic a global health emergency. Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi bases this month is putting a spotlight on traumatic brain injuries here in the United States. This as the number of U.S. troops who suffered symptoms has grown beyond the 50 reported earlier this week. President Donald Trump has referred to such injuries as not so serious. Once again, to stay up to date on all the world's news, you can always go to our website, voanews.com, online. Gene Randall, VOA News.